Change of zone, number 2028, Oscar H. and Thelma M. Warrington, trustee.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1.529 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of King's Highway, which is Rep 9, approximately 0.36 mile northwest of Gills Neck Road, which is Sussex County Rep 267. The 911 address is 1006 King's Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 36.06, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's rezoning survey map. We have a copy of the property deed. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. And I would note that there are three public comments included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Hunt.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is David Hupp, a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I'm representing Comdel LLC, which is the applicant and contract purchaser of the property that was just described by Mr. Whitehouse when he introduced the application. With me this afternoon to assist as needed, sitting next to me when I was sitting down to my left right now, your right, is Rodney Cunningham, principal of Comdel LLC, and a familiar face to my right and your left as you look at me is, of course, Zach Crouch, a professional engineer with Davis, Bone, and Friedel, who are the project engineers. The owners of the property are the successor trustees of the Oscar H. Warrington Jr. Trust and the Thelma M. Warrington Trust, and the successor trustees are Oscar Warrington III, Virginia Lynch, and Sue Ann Newsham. In its very simplest form this afternoon, this application is a proactive solution that hopefully when the presentation's done, you'll agree, makes common sense, business sense, and most importantly to the Planning Commission this afternoon, land use sense, if that's a term that I can use here this afternoon. This application seeks to rezone the highlighted area on the screens that you can see. That's a little over 1.5 acres. That is presently zoned AR1, the county's agricultural residential district, and the application seeks to change that zoning designation on the county's zoning map to the C2 medium commercial district. The property is probably best described or easiest to place in your mind as you look at that image on the screen because the property sits behind and beside this commercial strip center. And that commercial strip center is well known. It is the location of Mr. P's Pizza, Pure Bliss Salon and Spa, the Hingwang Chinese Restaurant, and Pedal Tech Electric Bikes. It is also a well-known location for other reasons. The property immediately to the north or to the right, as we look at the property directionally, is the property where the Brush Factory is located. The property across the street, you can see a little bit of the outline of First Baptist Church of Lewis, Delaware. Next to that, of course, is Big Oyster. Continuing in a clockwise direction, the property to the west is the Lodge at Historic Lewis. Behind the Lodge at Historic Lewis is, of course, Dutchman's Harvest, a workforce housing community that is presently under construction. And the area immediately behind this property is a property that is now within the municipal limits of the city of Lewis, and in April of this past year, there was a townhome community approved for that property that is now known as Overfall Preserve. As I mentioned a moment ago, this certainly this section of the county and this roadway is well known. It's well known for many reasons. Of course, there are many commercial, business, institutional, and residential uses that exist along it. Many of their names are shown on the images that you see. Of course, it's also well known because this is one of the access points off of King's Highway into the Cape Henlopen School. It's also well known because it's one of the roadways into the city of Lewis. And of course, it's also how one gets to and from the Cape May Lewis Ferry and the Cape Henlopen State Park. There are a number of business and commercial uses along Route 9 and Kings Highway in this area, in addition to the immediate neighbors as we went clockwise around the property. Those include, and you can see them on the screen, the offices for Lane Builders, the offices for Jack Lingo Real Estate Office. At the intersection with Gills Neck Road, there is the Cape and Lopen Medical Center. As you travel towards Route 1, there's, of course, the Kingston Court, which has a number of professional offices, and then the Cape Professional Campus itself. Directly across from the Cape and Lopen Medical Center is the future Village Center commercial area, and the Planning Commission has seen the site plan for the future of that property. As I mentioned at the outset of the presentation, this application seeks to solve a future problem and also will provide a number of other benefits. The problem that's tackled or attempted to be solved by this change of zone application is the taking of property that will occur as DelDOT improves Kings Highway, dualizes Kings Highway in the future. They will take a significant portion of most of the property owners along Kings Highway, including the strip center that we just looked at a moment ago, where Mr. Pease is located. They would lose the entire first row of parking and some of the drive aisle that is in front of the building. The solution that Mr. Cunningham came up with to try and address that problem was to simply move the commercial back so all those businesses can stay essentially right where on the property or in the area that they're located, but move them behind the building where they are currently situated. In addition to being able to hopefully move them back, Mr. Cunningham is exploring the possibility of creating a mixed use of this property where you would have commercial on the first floor and then residential above that commercial. That is still in the exploratory stage at this point. As the property behind the existing commercial strip center is not owned by Mr. Cunningham and is zoned AR1, of course the first step was to get it under contract, which he did, and the next step was to file this change of zone application seeking to amend the county's comprehensive or zoning map rather to create a C2 medium commercial district that would allow for that building to be moved back. Should this application be successful, Mr. Cunningham's primary goal is, like I said, to be able to construct those new facilities behind the existing building with the intention of doing that while the existing tenants are in the building in the front, so that they will only have to be shut down for a very short period of time in the future as they relocate from the building in the front to the building in the back. As I mentioned at the outset, there's also, of course, beyond those practical common sense and business sense type considerations, this Planning Commission's charged with looking at how the land use guides that you have REIT's application. And as I said at the outset, this actually matches and aligns with the land use sense of the property when you look at the state strategies maps, the comprehensive plan, and the characteristics and purpose of the C2 zoning classification. On the 2020 State Strategies map promulgated by the Office of State Planning Coordination, you can see that this property is highlighted in blue to distinguish it from the fact that it's in a sea of red, because this entire area is within level one on the State Strategies maps. As the Planning Commission is very familiar, level one is the area where the state investments and policies support and encourage a wide range of uses, including commercial activities. In fact, this application was sent through the PLUS process and included it within the materials that Mr. Whitehouse introduced as part of the application. You have the letter from PLUS, which states that development in level one is consistent with the 2020 strategies for state policies and spending. Therefore, the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objections to this rezoning, provided it meets the relevant codes and ordinances of the county. Looking at the county's comprehensive plan and ordinances, the images on the screen is, of course, the county's 2045 future land use map in the 2018 comprehensive plan. And again, you can see that this entire area of the county is a growth area. The yellow, of course, being the county's coastal area, the red that you see being commercial, and then the brownish color being the municipal limits of the city of Lewis. The C2 zoning classification is an applicable district pursuant to Table 4.5-2 of the Comprehensive Plan, defining which Zoning categories are appropriate in which future land use map districts. And as the commission is familiar with in Chapter 4, the coastal area is described with respect to purpose and use as a location where retail and office uses are appropriate, but larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations with access along arterial roads. Appropriate mixed-use development should also be allowed. And of course, this application is consistent with that. As we'll see in a moment, this is along an arterial road, and what is proposed, hopefully, is ultimately a mixed-use development. Looking at the county zoning map, and this map has the zoning designations of not only the county, but also the city of Lewis. And you can see the tables for both of those in the location. You can see the site, again, is in the bluish color in the center of the image. And you can see that it is surrounded by a number of different business, commercial, and then some residential zoning classifications. Specifically, within the county, on the same side of Kings Highway, the red area right next to it is C1, the county's general commercial district. The other properties that surround it within the county, or not within the county, they're within the city of Lewis. The red crosshatching, where Overfall Preserve and Dutchman's Harvest are located, is the city of Lewis's R5 zoning classification, which allows for medium and higher densities. The bluish color, which is where the lodge at Historic Lewis is located, is the city's community facilities healthcare zoning classification. And when you go across the highway, the only other AR1 property immediately across the street is the church I mentioned, First Baptist Church of Lewis. Next to it, all of the properties that are located here are part of the Big Oyster Complex and are zoned either C1 or C3 heavy commercial. And of course, as you spread out from that, being looking at just the immediate neighbors, you can see all of the red along Kings Highway here. That is within the city of Lewis, but again, that, and including the Brush Factory, is the city of Lewis's general commercial district. In addition, of course, as you move away from the site towards Route 1, there is other C1 and C2 that is located within the county. And of course, the Village Center, future Village Center commercial area is zoned B1. And as you get closer to Clay Road, there is more C1 and B1 zoning classifications. In addition to that, if that's not enough commercial and business use along Kings Highway, there are conditional uses that exist as well. The Cape and Lopin Medical Center, which is shown as unshaded or AR1, is a conditional use, conditional use number 2112, which is 39,000 square feet of office space at the intersection of Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway. Looking at some of the other characteristics that the commission takes into account, there are no wetlands located on the property. The FEMA's flood maps show this property as being within Zone X, which is, as the commission knows, areas outside the 500-year floodplain. The property is within a wellhead protection area that will be subject to Chapter 89's source water protection requirements. Water and sewer would be provided through the City of Lewis Board of Public Works. As is the practice, a service level evaluation request was filed with DLDOT. DLDOT indicated in its response that the rezoning would have a minor impact on the local area roadways and that the developer may be eligible to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of doing a traffic impact study. Of course, this would need to be determined ultimately as the site plan is finalized for the property in coordination and contact with DLDOT regarding the exact uses and, of course, the traffic generated by those uses. Traffic in the area has been studied already extensively through a number of studies and projects. There was a traffic impact study done for the Mitchell's Corner project, which is directly across Kings Highway. There was also a traffic operations analysis performed as part of the commercial area for the Village Center. In addition, of course, DLDOT has been studying this area for some time as it works on the dualization of Kings Highway from Dartmouth Drive to Freeman Highway through contract T20221901. When you consider the requested C2 medium commercial district, There are, of course, in the code, the basic height, area, and bulk requirements. This property meets those, as the minimum area in the C2 district is 15,000 square feet. This is, again, a little over 1.5 acres. The minimum width is 75 feet, and minimum depth is 100 feet, all of which are vastly exceeded. The property can also, of course, meet all of the setbacks for the C2 district. In the front, there's a 60-foot setback, and then on the sides and rear would be 5 feet. And of course, if they're adjacent to residential uses, on the side it moves to 20 feet, and in the rear, 30 feet. The purpose of the C2 zoning district, as set forth in the zoning code, is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and services businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. Certainly that is the description, a good description of this commercial strip center and the services and such that it would have. With respect to the latter part of that description of the purpose, it indicates that they should be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. The image on the screen is DelDOT's functional classification roadmap for the roads that are in this area. The property is now highlighted in yellow. You can see this red color. DelDOT classifies this portion of Kings Highway as another principal arterial. And in Sussex County's zoning code, it is referred to as a major arterial. At the outset of this hearing, I talked about the problem that this application seeks to solve, and that's probably best shown on this image from DelDOT's project portal. This is that future dualization of Kings Highway that's often discussed about because of the number of roundabouts that it has. This project has no bearing on whether or not there's a roundabout or 5 roundabouts on Kings Highway. But as you can see, this property would come out to Route 9 right next to the commercial strip center here. And you can see how the dualization of Route 9 will impact all of the properties along Route 9 as DelDOT needs to acquire additional right-of-way and permanent easements to make those improvements to the Kings Highway corridor. Coming full circle to the image that you saw when the presentation began, if the rezoning were to be approved, the three parcels that would comprise this would be both of the parcels that are part of the Mr. P's commercial strip center. There's actually a property line that bisects the building here. Those two parcels would be combined with the area that you see shaded in yellow, and it's hard to see on the screen, but the entirety of the property is actually outlined with a yellow border presently. The combining of those properties would result in a building envelope that you can see, which is outlined in red here in the middle of the property. And again, as I mentioned, of course, the goal would be to be able to construct the new building behind the existing building while the existing building stayed operational. I mentioned at the beginning that there are other benefits to this beyond just keeping those tenants in place. And some of those benefits are that, as the commission is familiar, the commercial zoning districts have a 60-foot front yard setback. And even if the existing strip center remained and could function with the limited amount of space in front of the building, it would certainly not be close to complying with the county setback requirements. And it would now be able to comply with the county setback requirements if the rezoning is approved and the parcels are consolidated. The commercial uses could be pushed back and the parking have appropriate parking. In addition, of course, accessibility would be improved with modern buildings and modern parking lot. And stormwater management would be enhanced with a modern site plan that had to go through the regulatory process. Everything that I described would really be a formalization of what exists on the property and occurs presently to some extent. As you can see, part of the entranceway and parking for the existing commercial strip center is on the 1.5 acres that we're talking about today. And that occurs through an easement for ingress, egress, and parking. And again, this essentially is a formalization of that process and also allows it to extend further into the property, both beside and behind it. The businesses that you see that we're working to accommodate are longstanding businesses, more than 20 years in the Lewis community. And that also tracks with the county's land use process for the two parcels that would be forming a part of this landmass. I didn't want Mr. Wheatley for you to no longer be a commission member and not hear a little more history from me. So in 1979, conditional use 540.
That was before my time.
You were not on the planning commission. Conditional use 549 was approved for a retail shop and office, and that was Thelma Warrington's clothing store, which, as I understand it, was the middle building, which is now Pure Bliss Salon and Spa. 3 years later, in 1982, conditional use 701 was approved for a grocery store. Oscar Warrington ran a grocery store in the building to the left of the building we were just looking at, which is, of course, the current location of Mr. P's and Hing Wing Chinese restaurant. In 1985, the county stopped granting conditional uses for this these properties and granted a change of zone through ordinance number 236, which was change application 646, and changed the zoning designation of both of these properties to the C1 General Commercial District, at which time the third building was constructed for a shoe store, and of course that is today the bicycle shop. A little deceptive when you drive down Kings Highway, you would think it's one building, but it's actually three separate buildings. There's just a facade to make the front look like there is only one building there. For these businesses to be able to stay in place and hopefully survive when DelDOT does get around to making the improvements to Kings Highway, Mr. Cunningham thinks it's important that they be able to move essentially right back in place so customers are familiar with them, will know their location and know how to get there. Before I conclude, I did want to note that we do have five letters of support that I will hand to Mr. Whitehouse. And those, as those letters are handed down, I will note that those letters are from all of the immediately adjacent property owners. The owner of the lodge at Historic Lewis and Dutchman's Harvest to the west, or the left-hand side, as you look at the picture, has a letter supporting the application. The contract purchaser and developer of Overfall Preserve has submitted a letter in support of this application. And then the owner of the property where the brush factory is located has also submitted a letter of support for this application. Of course, that's only three of the five letters. If you look at the last two letters in the stack that was just provided to you, you would see that they are from tenants of the business. Both Mr. P's and Pure Bliss Salon and Spa, have submitted letters of support and their appreciation for Mr. Cunningham trying to keep them operational as these changes occur along Kings Highway. As is my typical practice, I have a proposed set of findings of fact that I will hand to Mr. Whitehouse. In conclusion, I'll return to where I started, which is that this change of zone application is brought to support the relocation of local businesses along Kings Highway as it gets improved by DelDOT. As was noted, this is an appropriate area on the state strategies map, the county's comprehensive plan, and matches the characteristics of the medium commercial district in the Sussex County Zoning Code. For all of these reasons, the applicant, as well as the current owners of the property, and in addition, the current tenants of the property, would ask that the Planning Commission recommend to County Council that the requested change of zone be approved. Mr. Wheatley, that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Yeah, Mr. Hunt, thank you for sharing all of those interesting historical facts.
I didn't want to disappoint, Mr.
I'm not disappointed. So question about, so you know, we're not able to impose conditions on a rezoning But the intent of the property owners, obvious, I would assume, based on everything you've described, is to align with the Lewis Scenic Byways plans and to work with them and DLDOT to create everything that aligns with the intent of those organizations in the city of Lewis, right?
That is correct. And part of the review process, the site plan process, will involve speaking with them and meeting with them about what the frontage of this property will look like. Although ultimately, I think Mr. Cunningham hopes that he's well ahead of DLDOT on this project, so it'll likely fall to DLDOT to make whatever those improvements are.
Okay, I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay, Mr. Butler.
No questions, sir.
Wingate?
I do not have any questions, thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Staff, anything? Thank you.
Not a question, just, and Mr. Hutt, I'm sure, knows this, and I think the commission does as well, but for the benefit of the public. And there was a couple letters, I think one of them sort of said the same thing twice. And one was from the city of Lewis, and I think the other one was from the Lewis Scenic Byway Committee, talking about not only the frontage, but interconnectivity. I just make this point that, as Mr. Collins said, that is something that's addressed during site plan review. And, you know, because it will, if this is acted favorably upon, it will not appear as a condition of approval, because we can't put conditions on rezonings. But both of those topics are something that are near and dear to the commission and would be looked at during site plan approval. So just sort of a point of clarification on those letters in the record.
Yeah, it was nice to see that in there from Ms. Cornwell.
Yeah.
Last one passed.
And I would also note, just for a little historical context on the, if you looked at the date of those letters, those letters were somewhat dated. They're not current. You know, usually the only time that, with no offense to the planning and zoning staff, there's a flurry of activity right before the public hearing happens. Those are more than, I think, about a year old. And they were filed when the Overfall Preserve Project was going through the City of Lewis project, I think so that individuals like Ms. Cornwell were dealing with things within the city and then and also commenting at the same time on the Sussex County project because they were adjacent to each other. As part of the approval of Overfall Preserve, there is an easement, and I'm gonna, Mr. Crouch can tell me if I'm wrong, but there is a pedestrian access point of interconnectivity. It's right about where you can see this driveway. I see Mr. Crouch nodding his head affirmatively. And that is on the Overfall Preserve preliminary site plan that received approval in April of this year.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for being nearby. Anyone here that has an interest in your application? For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2028, Oscar H. Warrington Jr. and Thelma M. Warrington Trustee. Okay, in favor. Oh, yep. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Come right up.
Oh, we're already on. I'm Kim Hoey Stevenson. I live in Lewis. This is following what we need for the comprehensive plan. It's right in line. So yes, I say let's do it. Sounds great. When the site plan comes in, I'm sure you will consider all the interconnectivity that should happen between commercial districts and when they're put together. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Spellman from Lewis, and speaking on behalf of the Historic Lewis Byway, many of the comments have already been made. Our concern is that interconnectivity, the Overfalls Preserve path, comes in and stops at this new property. We'd like to see it. I know you can't put conditions on a change of zone, but it would be our intention to have that, if possible, come all the way to Kings Highway.
Okay.
And likewise, it's been mentioned, working with the byway, with our landscape committee, and the developer builder, is our goal as well. Okay. But thank you very much.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2028? Anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Mr.